That this is considered being acting respectfully in front of Hashem. The Torah has obligated you to wear a lesser nice garment when taking out the ashes. It's not considered an important job. And the reason why you have to do this is in order that you shouldn't get disgusting the important begadim that he wears, that you're serving what's kaviyochel in this case of the food of the work of eating and drinking, which is kagoyin kitir v'nisuch, which is offering up the incense and doing the wine nisuch, the wine libations. But tana the bearer of Yishmael, but drasha, the high crow, the drasha of making, and with regard to this pasuk, begodim shabishal behem kedera l'rabbol dumi l'hotzas adeshen. That's comparable to taking out the ashes from the mizbech. Al yimzak behem kais l'rabbol l'fikach. Therefore, huskach lizboish begodim behusin. Therefore, the Torah has obligated you to wear not as nice clothing when taking out the ashes. Rabba v'shumun v'chelev. It's fat, different types of fat, grease on stains on your clothing. Chai v'isa shetzarchli os choshuv. You need to be important, v'hogun and proper l'chvoy terasso for the honor of his Torah. Masni shem masin asim be'in hebrius. They make themselves disgusting in other people's eyes. V'abrius oimim, the people say, oy lahem l'loim de Torah, woe to those who learn Torah. Shehem ma'usim, they're disgusting, magunim and low. Nimsa zem masni es ha'Torah. It comes out that this Talmud Chacham, by acting slovenly and dirty, is making the Torah hated in people's eyes. Revit itmar shifa zera. This is talking about shifa zera. Simen loshen mar vardin revati arsi. In the bed. Repeat it. Repetitive ikikashte bebsamim minim hamachnisim taiva v'tiskakli. It's talking about decorating it with different perfumes, which are things which will bring in the desire, and you'll come and have relations with me, which is obviously a euphemism initially, but it's referring, that's what we're learning out, shechva zera. Beglima shehu elyon, which is an upper garment, afila rabav, there even a grease stain. Belavusha shehu tachton, which is an undergarment of some sort, even it's not a full undergarment, if it's just like a pants been covered by a jacket, a rabav, then revit in, rabav lo, then the shechva zera is a problem, but rabav the stain is not. Alamardas shall chamor of a donkey. Choytzitz, called over choytzitz in tefillah. Anything could be a barrier with regard to tefillah. The kapadol is, as long as you care about b'chol chotzitzis, shemakpedes lo chotzitzis, and anything which is a barrier which you care about is something on that is considered indeed a chotzitzah barrier from the water. So now in Hosam, Mesechus Mekvois, and Mesechum Mekvois, the Nakat Law, and we're saying it over here, Mishum the Boy Lemer, you want to say, Shal Benayim of the builders. Lemer, they tell you, Shadarach Tabid Chacham. Talmud Chacham makbid alavushim. That it's proper for Talmud Chacham to care about his way of dressing. Mishnei sadam shahayu bo harbid. There was a lot ad shen nivla bebeg until it's absorbed into the garment. Veneer l'tzacheni. Now it could be observed on the other side. Mardasim mitzad echad ome beis sadam. Rabbi Shmuel Korn to Rabbi Shmuel. Da'amar bebegin mitzad echad. He says with the garment we're talking about one side. Mardasim mai. What happens with the saddle cloth? My Amarba. What does he say with it about that? Rabbi Yosi Amar Shalbanayim Polik under Rabbi Yehuda, the argument Rabbi Yehuda Amar, and he says that Rabbi Shmuel begged Shalbanayim that a garment of builders, Dainot Tamil Chum, which is scholars, Tamil Chum, which Makbin al Luvushayim, which take care about their clothing, Mitzat Echon is only on one side, the Shalbor, and if it's an ignoramus, then it's Mebe Stadim, it's from two sides of the garment that has to be stained. Shemach Zirin lo Aveda Betfias, I am Kevin Shalmer, since he says, Ani Makir, I recognize Achbishin and Lysin Basimin, that doesn't give an identifying mark. As we say in the parak of Elamitzias and Bob Mitzia, a makbid al chalukul lahavcha lovshoy to wear kishahu hafuk when it's inside out. Makbid alav he cares for hafuk and he turns it back in the right way. Shemakbid alav shaloyur hatfiris hamagunus veimrei hachalos, because he cares that people shouldn't see the stitches which is not nice and the seams of the shirt. Cholmakom cholashas and cholashas afil mesechaskal ibn mesechaskal do la rogel regid about inchi people do not normally learn it. Zenas and libel, this person actually paid attention to garsa and learned it. Mesechaskal is a brisa. It's a brisa. Kalu b'lo brachos through la bayla kenido. It starts off saying that a kalu when it's not gone through the sherer brachos under the chuppah is forbidden to her husband, just like if she was a nido. Talmud Chacham shebnei iru mitzavim. The Tzuvim Lassos Malachdo Kedemre Perik Zayin the Yuma. As you say, the seventh Perik of Yuma. Ksuv Echad Oimer one pasuk says the Sisalach Aron Eitz. You should make for you an Aron Eitz. Ksuv Echad Oimer also Aron Atzei Shitim. Aron of Atzei Shitim. Lemitrach Berifte Dovrashenu Yochol Litroichbo. Something she can't trouble himself with v'chayiv tefillin bo, and it's also his life is dependent on it. Im yodei alahesha b'mesecha shehu oisik bo, if he knows how to answer in mesecha that he's learning, m'manim oisoi parnes ba'asri, you will put him up as a parnes in the city. V'mekuloi tenuya dekoy b'ho mesecha s'mahadir b'mesecha s'achrisi. He's holding in one mesecha and he answers you in a different mesecha. Elokim ha'ulurayin. Which says the builders from one side, that's these type of garments, balonim, which is referring to the people of Bath attendants, very fancy towels, in order to let the important people wrap themselves with in it. But say some in America, so they're coming out of the bathhouse, and might feed them altin of mountain, and they care about even a small amount of dirt. Benayim is lashon bay money, and Benayim is not builders, it's lashon bay money of bath attendants or bathhouse. Lamer the Chayuri Ninu Midakapin and Rebbe of Shalem, since they care about the stain on the Ilo Sumki, if they were darkish, when they were literally red, Lo Mignu Batina Perga, a little bit of dirt is not going to make it disgusting. Shemelo Ezka, Ba'isha Be'nosin, Shinaduna Begenna, I'm going to sit next to those who were judged in Gehenna, the Shadayman, Lashula Kader, which is being compared to the bottom of a pot. Glimi Sumki, literally red. It could be red. Chalve Shabbos, Ivre Tumbe, like the limbs of the carbon tumbe, shall be in Arbaim of the. In the evening, Kareem Motzei Shabbos, they get offered up on Motzei Shabbos, so Yom Kippur, and in this case, it's Yom Kippur, because they didn't have the set calendar yet, and Yom Kippur can come out on either Erev Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos. Oyla Shabbos Shabbat, Mashma the Midrash, below Vav, Mashma, they can make a drush without the Vav, Mashma the Oyla Shabbos, Kareem B'Shabbos, and it also implies that the Oyla Shabbos is brought on Shabbos, B'Shabbos Acher is another Shabbos. Limit, Achor B'Shabbos, it teaches them with regard to Shabbos Shabbos, that can be brought on Yom Kippur. Yachal Afshon Yom Kippur B'Shabbos, Tamalam B'Shabbat, Vav Miyutahu, the Vav is an exclusionary clause over here, B'Shabbat, and on Shabbos, Shabbos Acheres, on its Shabbos, not on a different Shabbos. Shekrevim B'Yomto, Shecholios B'Motzei Shabbos, which comes out on Motzei Shabbos. The Dermot, the Dovus, Puxi, B'Mesechus Beitza, it's Machlokas in B'Mesechus Beitza, but your B'Shmol, Svirle, Command, Yomar, Kraven. And Rabbi Shmuel's holding the one holds that you could bring up in the Neder and the Dova on Yom Tov. Hilkach, therefore, came in the Derm and the Dovos. Since in the Dovos, Yachal Hamtel, the Shechon, and Becholah, you're able to wait till it's a weekday in order to shech them. Well, I grieve on them to offer them up. Still, Nishchotim, when they grab them Yom Tov, they are shechted and brought up on the Mizbeach on Yom Tov. Kaval Chem, we now have a Kaval Chem, and Bechal B'Shabbos, on the sacrificial parts that were brought on Shabbos, and Nishchotim, the Darkim, Mizmanon, that were shechted normally and the proper time, and you toast them, they're left over. Hilkach, certainly they can be brought. It's a chra, Ola Shabbos for the Shabbat, Ola Yom Kippur, therefore the Pasuk is not needed, except to teach us with regard to bringing it up on Yom Kippur. Kuf Yudalid, Omid Beis. Ki Avina B'Bavol, Ki Shalamati Terah B'Bavol, Kodim Shalit Seir Yisrael. When I learned Terah B'Bavol before I went up and made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Now he's remembering what he learned over there. There was a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Hei Amad Aleph, where he sat tinyos to forget his B'Bavol Torah, so I'm not sure how we reaction of these two gemaras. The six tekiyos that they would blow on Erev Shabbos that we saw early in the Masechta. Libatol lahabdil to stop working and to separate people. Mishum Yom Kippurim Kadosh Kshabbos. Yom Kippur has the same kedusha like Shabbos. Also become malacha with regard to the fact that it's usher in all malacha. Motzei Shabbos imchol Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur comes out on Motzei Shabbos, lohim avdilim betfilas is davening. The same Avdil Kodesh 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 Avdil B'Yom Tov. As we would do if Yom Tov comes out Motzei Shabbos Shecholios, Motzei Shabbos comes out Motzei Shabbos. Obviously, you can't make Avdol on the coast because it's a tinyus of Yom Kippur. Derbi Hakolhi Lo Havi Masikna Daita. It didn't come into my mind that Havi Pumplukz Derbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. The Masikna should be depending on the Machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva he and the Chosh of Yom Kippur because Shabbos he holds Yom Kippur like Shabbos Hilchach. Therefore, Lo Boy Lemitka, you don't have to blow the shofar. La Havdal Bein Zelazet to separate between them. La Hekare for it to be noticeable to separate between them. To Lo Takin and El Bein Yom Kal Liyom Chomer. We don't blow the shofar unless we are separating between a Yom Kal, a lesser kedusha, to a more stringent kedusha. V'chiyechid B'Shabbos Lo Tiki La Havdal Kainim La Hakir V'Chav Shabbos. Just like on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar to stop the Kainim from bringing up the. The Karbanos of Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Nami lo takin la havdil la hakar v'chol Yom Kippur, but Shabbos also Yom Kippur. We don't blow a shofar to stop them from bringing up the sacrificial parts of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. The Rabbi Shmuel came in to kill the Yom Kippur and Shabbos, since he holds Yom Kippur, it's less then Shabbos and Litkach, they should also offer Lehi Batil Mehakriv Chel B'Yom Kippur B'Shabbos to stop them from bringing up the sacrificial parts of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. This is open when it's on Erev Shabbos, Yom Kippur. But the Kiyazu Yavinu Shehu Yom HaKal. And with this Tekiyaz that they're blowing, they'll understand that it is the less Kaddosh day. Yom Kippur B'Motzi Shabbos. When Yom Kippur comes out on Motzi Shabbos V'Loyitku, and they open Shofar, then Yodol they'll know Shemutal HaKrav Ochel B'Shabbos is permitted to bring the Chelovim of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. It's reason him, Bikin him, Bekol. They know everything. They know all the halachas. Insu can simon. They don't need any signs. That's the behen. Yormush b'tech liYaakov. The Torah says, and back in Zos Bracha, that they'll be the ones who are paskening to others. But nam v'sechus sukkah gimel libatol umani lahu b'tikiyus shemikdash. And we're counting the shofar blowing in the mikdash. Ein paisim chaval tikiyus b'mikdash. You're not going to do less than 21 tikiyus in the mikdash. Kusokah daitech midetaki lahu b'mikdash. That we think that which we are b'tokeh in the mikdash lahekeira the kainim. It's for the hekera of the kainim that we are blowing it. We say in the third parak of Maseches Yuma by this nebreshes is like some. It's a little bit machlokes. The nebreshes would be more of a comb, but some is like a disc that she made. That Hilni Hamalka made out piskel shalheichal was put on the entrance to the above the entrance of the heichal. V'shoshachama is a raches, and when the sun was shining, the tzeitzes and men like sparks will come out of it. Kol yoidim, everyone knows she's not kriyishma. Hekiah, that's the time to say Krishma, and we ask Miraminu, the last contradiction, Hakari Krishma, Manchi Mishma, if you say Krishma together with those who are the Anchi Mishma, who are standing there with regard to the Kabbalah. So, Yotzna, Yotza, Amo, Lav, Bizimna, Karim, you see that they don't read Krishma at the right time. They're doing it too early. Vamar Abayim, Abayim said, oh, Simon, the Nevreshis, that's the Simon that happened with the Nevreshis, Lushar Amo, it was the rest of the people that were there, Shikra Krishma, boy, no, so they should say Shema at the proper time. But Litka Bain the Rabbi Kiva Bain the Rishmal. This is a question Bain Rabbi Kiva to both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Lo deal the cow whom the Shabbos that Ishmael is less than Shabbos. The Yom Kippur Mishari ben Knivas Yerek Talush. That in Yom Kippur you're allowed to cut parts of the if it's already cut vegetable and you're trying to cut off different parts. So not take a olam in a kochem. They take off the leaves from the stalks. Kedei lahashvois them to get them eagle shiyum uchanim lachaskun ulafarm to get so to be prepared to cut them up into smaller pieces. They're meaning lekaimon. The shari was saying later it's mutter mishum to have inui. It's a affliction to people, shiraya umazame the ain't oichel, because they see and it's prepared and still you don't eat, so therefore it's permitting Yom Kippur because it's still some sort of inui to them. Knibaki Ahida Klal Gadol, like we said earlier in the parak Klal Gadol, the seventh parak, Hai Man, the Kond of Silka, that one who's going to cut the Selek, the Hosim, and Mechubar, Machu Betolosh, but there it was attached, and here it is already detached from the ground. That's why it's permitted now. Lavish ain't doichin shvus lahatir tekiyas shofar shvusu. Blowing the shofar is a shvus. V'kamarta the litchi that should be pushed off, meaning allowed. The hodiah heter v'knivas yarkta. In order to tell you that you're allowed to cut the vegetables, ain't doichin shvus lahatir. We don't push away the iser of a shvus. This is one in order to do something permitted. El la'aser only, but rather to tell us that something's coming up is aser. Gan yontu shechol yos b'shar shabbos like yontu v'nair shabbos taken. You blow the shofar lehibatel ulahavdil to get people to stop working and to make a separation with regard to the upcoming prohibitions of Shabbos. Rav Sheshes Bereder of Idi Amar Adli Olam Deichan Shabbos Lahater. Ehavim Meboilon Heter Ha'in. If we needed something to permit us something now, we would blow it. Avol Hashda Deloma Boy Knivas Yerek Yom Kippur Mishchol Yos Bereder Shabbos. We don't need the Knivas Yerek, the cutting up of the vegetables Yom Kippur, which comes out on Erev Shabbos. Shehari B'Shabbos Lo Yivashim. Yakan Kukul In Shabbos. Volte Tekizu Elo Dionu Heter B'Shan Acheres. The whole blowing of the shofar is only going to tell you that next year you'll be permitted to do it. That Yom Kippur, when the time when Yom Kippur will come out in the middle of the week, then lo hetiru, we don't permit it. Shvus kreva kolamis means to say the chias shvus hetiru l'tzarach dover karov. That in pushing away and permitting an issur derabanan, they permitted it if it's something which is going to happen right now. Lo l'tzarach dover rochum, but not for something which is going to happen in the future, meaning like next year. Taken the batel es ha'am ha'molocha. To get the people to stop doing molocha and muteres b'yanto, which is muter and yodok, could go in ochonefesh, like ochonefesh, you'll have to separate between kodesh
and chol. V'lomav dina b'tfila and tfila v'alakaisin akaisin lo tiknu loymer havdala el b'tzias kodesh. They only said to establish saying havdala when kodesh is leaving, when knesas chol, and something which is more chol is coming in. V'lom knesas kodesh, and now something which is more kodesh is coming in. B'tzias chol, and something chol is going out. The hasam shaykh l'kedusha yom, then you say kiddush. The kiddush yom shemekanshin aliyayin havehekir delay, and the kiddush yom which you're doing on kosel yayin, that is, it's recognizing that you have to stop from doing your work. Motzei Shabbos imchol yom tov motzei Shabbos. If yom tov comes out motzei Shabbos, my dealing between say havdola in davening galakos and also on the kodesh, about them and kodesh and kodesh, separating the two different levels of kodesh, and they should kodesh chomer yotzev and nikmas kal, because the more stringent kedusha is leaving and the lesser kedusha is coming in. To stop people from working and to separate the ha yoytze chomer, because what's going out is more chomer by yom. Lo asul shem malacha in this day, and that day you're not doing any malacha. But my isak that if you think doichin shvus lahatir l'tzarchta b'karov, if you say that you're going to think that you will push away, meaning you will permit a isidur abonim with regard to something which is going to happen right now, then you talk about Yishabol the shofar Mishich HaShech when it gets dark later to know the Shari B'Shechit Al-Alta, and then you're allowed to shech immediately because now it's Yom Tov and you can shech on Yom Tov. Aser P'nivas Yerek V'lo M'boi B'Shabbos, I'm going to have to tell you on a regular Shabbos the Aser it's Aser Mishim Shavuos because it's the Rabban the Katarach M'Shabbos L'Chol, because what's the Rabban is that you are doing effort on Shabbos preparing for Chol. Elah Afilu Ha'idin even now the Yishkan Inu that there is Inu the Abishayim Kippurim because no other Yom Kippur Shishar Shavuos Aser is that mutter, that all other rabbanim are also, this one's mutter, hashta, now the whole the Shabbos, and it's coming out on Shabbos, well, shall rabbanim do not permit it. Amar rabbanim, tana, tamalaymer, b'shabbos, b'reishis, b'shabbos, shabbosoin, shabbos kodesh, b'shabbosoin, it says, b'shabbosoin, shabbosoin, shabbos kodesh, and shabbosoin is mash v'shvus, then the shabbosoin is a lashon of shvus, meaning you should rest. Which type of cutting is the Torah asking us? That's attached to the ground. Another pasuk. Yerek ba'alma. And in regular, when it's talking about what's very detached in the ground, the midi la malacha koyela ba'asik. The shabbosund. Shvus. If something which is not malacha, you can have a particular asay of having to rest. Became in the Yeraisa Osir, the whole Shabbos of Lashon, since it's already in the Yeraisa Osir, all Shabbos of the year, Hacho, Lo Sharina, here we don't permit it. Mishamag Masnevich, just because of Habak's mention, Mitchi Isu Yeraisa to push away and permit an Isu Yeraisa. But Sharmi, Kippur, Mishorilag Masnevich, and all the Yom Kippurs is permitted in order to cause you a little bit of Agmas Nefesh. Shabbakab, the Ksibbe, Nami, Shabbosoin, even though it says by Yom Kippur also Shabbosoin, Shvus, Lava, Malochu, that resting over there is not from Malochu, Elam, Kodor, Hama, Akim, Malasanis. He's telling you from anything else to stop you from fasting. How do I know that? Means Samchin, Levanisim, since it's next to where it says, you should have flipped yourself, Hoki. Darshin, I love a paragraph to the Yuma, this is the Joshua making the last paragraph of Yuma, the Rechitza, Vesicho, Vedoim, and Lehen, with regard to bathing, smearing yourself with oil, and anything similar to them.